Good evening. Well, that was croakier than I expected. Good evening. There we are. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR here in Vancouver. It's UBC Campus Radio. I am Darren, and you're listening to a show which I host called Stereoscopic Readout, of which there are now three episodes left, not including this one. So there's like three and counting. But that's pretty much it. I'm going to be, as I mentioned last week, moving to Toronto after Christmas this year, which means I do a show next week. Wait a sec, where are we at here? I do a show next week on the 20th, the 27th, and the 4th. I am not here. I'm actually in Hong Kong, which would be cooler than cool if I could do a remote broadcast from Hong Kong. But I don't have the technology with which to accomplish that. So you'll have to wait until the 11th. And then the final show, which I'm hoping will also double as the fourth annual and ultimate Stereoscopic Readout Festive 15, will be on the 18th, and I'm out of here on the 28th, and obviously the 25th is Christmas, and I'm not allowed in the building. So that's that. Kicked things off with a double shot of medicine, because you'll notice that sometimes there are songs which just really go well together, like certain crappy classic rock stations have to follow We Will Rock You with We Are the Champions. If there was any justice in the world, there would be more modern rock and alternative stations, which would probably then play the Pixies' Palace of the Brine, followed by Letter to Memphis. But we all know that doesn't happen in this city anyway. Maybe I should try that next week. That would be a good idea. You're like observing my thought process in real time. Okay, off the top, medicine from The Buried Life with She Knows Everything, followed immediately in the form of like a 1-2 punch by Something Goes Wrong. Medicine has a new album out right now. It is on Captured Tracks. It is entitled Home Everywhere. Go out and take a listen to it because you'll be able to find reviews all over the place. Anyway, what am I going to get to? Tip of my hat to Oswaldo of the Morning After Show. Let's just play something Mexican. We'll be right back.
told you what happened to your father.
You told me enough.
No, I am your father.
Calling all film lovers, the 5th Annual Vancouver Short Film Festival is happening November 14th to 16th at the Van City Theatre. With 17 films and 4 web series, you'll have your fill of all things short film. Tickets at vsff.com.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Chinese dogs and birds.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. It's the stereoscopic readout show, hour and a half time band stuff. I'm Darren. I'm your host. And that was a long set of music, so I need to get in there and say those magic frequency numbers. Los Dug Dugs from Mexico off the top of that set with a song called Smog, followed by Lagonia, a band from Peru. They were around from the mid-60s to the early 70s. Started off as basically an all-Spanish speaking or singing outfit, and then they recruited an American who had followed the hippie trail to Lima and ended up there for a couple of years. So they recruited, his name was David Levine, but I think he sort of influenced. They have one other song called, they've got more than one other song, but that was the song called Neighbor. They have another song called Troubled Child, which is quite obviously influenced by the Count Five song Psychotic Reaction. So I figured, why not follow it with the Count Five song Psychotic Reaction? And that's what you heard. And then complete left turn into ska territory with Millie Small. Probably the biggest, I think it was the biggest early signing to Chris Blackwell's Island Records in 1964. Millie came over from Jamaica, had that huge smash hit, and then in the early 70s just kind of sort of disappeared. But she also had like actually a very brief relationship with Peter Asher, who was the brother of Jane Asher, who was the girlfriend of Paul McCartney. Peter Asher was also in the outfit or folk duo Peter and Gordon. But anyway, that's notable because in the mid-60s, and especially with the upper class, which is what the Asher family was, an interracial relationship was still a very progressive thing. So there you go. White Poppy after that, with going back to last year's self-titled album, Wear Me Away. And then the last thing you heard there was Sounds Like Sunset, released earlier this summer. They're an Australian group from Sydney. The album is called We Could Leave Tonight. You heard Misunderstand. And that leads us to the next segment, which is a local band called Hildegard Minx. I am not quite sure what their deal is because I haven't got off my ass and asked the relevant people yet, but as far as I can tell, they appear to be either a side project or an offshoot of Silver Skeleton Band, who I know that you know that I know and love, and felt that, you know, it's new stuff. It's kind of like a Silver Skeleton Band set of music transplanted to the early 80s, which you'll hear in a minute, but it's a little bit more processed than the garagey sound that you know of with Silver Skeleton Band. But anyway, without further ado, let's dig this. And there's a whole seven songs here, so I'm going to break it up in the middle with a PSA thingy. But anyway, Hildegard Minx.
So long and deep cover.
Look at the leaves. Autumn in Vancouver is so lovely. Wait, what's going on? No! It's
November.
The bleakest month has arrived, so warm up with November's issue of Discorder. This month's cover article is an interview with space rockers Dada Plan, who make
dystopian
music for our
dystopian
times. We're also featuring articles on dark punk trio Lie, experimental folk rock from Colin Cowan, and alt garage nutrition from Monk. And please enjoy a special staff sound off on
our least favorite album from artists we love.
Yay!
Yay!
So cozy down in a copy of Discorder, available around town in a fight with November Blues. Special thanks to this month's advertisers, AMS Events, LiveVan.com, The Fox Cabaret, The Lido, The Rickshaw Theater, and Vinyl Records.
Racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Come on, baby.
Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
We'll be right back. Treats me rough, I don't mind it, 'cause that's the way love is. This is the main event. This Friday on CITR, women's hockey returns to the airwaves. Fresh off a bye week, the Thunderbirds head back to UBC to take on the Alberta Pandas in a matchup of two of the best teams in the conference. Puck drop goes at 7 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. The next night, the T-Birds are on the hardwood for volleyball action. At 5 p.m., the women's team looks to continue their winning ways and move up the Canada West standings in a tilt against first place Alberta. At 7 p.m., the men are in action against number one ranked Alberta. Both games can be heard on 101.9 FM. You just gotta love sports.
More than 100 million wild animals are killed each year illegally. Poaching is a major threat to our country's wildlife. I'm Tom Barry. I'm an actor with a desire to preserve living space for wildlife. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust does just that. Works with private landowners to protect wildlife, to preserve natural habitats. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, call 800-729-SAVE. That's 800-729-SAVE or visit wildlifelandtrust.org. Thank you.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. It's Stereoscopic Readout, and as your host, it's my duty to inform you that Ben Lai is up next with Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. It's a double whammy. You've got Ben, and you've got Evan Simmons. So it looks like there may even be a band tonight, but I don't know. Ben will tell you in another 4 minutes. Anyway, Patty Austin off the top there with He's Good Enough for Me, followed by Psychic Ills from their Dins album. That came out 2004 or something like that, maybe 2006. Another Day, Another Night. Burnt Ones, going back a few years, was going to listen to T-Rex All Night Long. And that last one is A2 Ostra. They have an album, I think it was called Holy Ground. That would have been early 70s. It was a psych folk act. Thumbquake and Earth Crow, the track you heard, a big influence on Broadcast, who I did a special on last week. I should probably do a special on bands that influence Broadcast, such as United States of America, White Noise, The Mesmerizing Eye, stuff like that. But anyway, I hope you're going to probably get to more of that in the near future. But time's running out on tonight's show, so I'm going to make this brief. What's this? Oh, yeah. Going to leave you with a very un-British sounding British band from the Britpop era, Silver Sun. They don't sound like, probably they would have been an American band at the time, but this is, well, the harmonies alone are worth it. This is Silver Sun with Service. I'm out of here. Goodbye.